Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to see all of us this Sunday. I'm looking for first-time visitors, and I'm not seeing any. But I can still ask, just in case my eyes skipped you. Are there any first-time visitors? No. Esther, good to see you. I hope you're enjoying your holiday. Alana, good to see you. Hallelujah. Yes, Pastor, how are you? Pastor Jashuk, Pastor, how are you? Yeah, okay. He has said he is okay. He muttered it, okay? Yeah, so I thank God for today. I thank God for that dream. Many times when Minister Dennis comes up here to share dreams, you're hoping that what you're going to share is within that dream, or that his dream is not warning you about what you're going to share. So when I hear such dreams, I really get encouraged. Amen. But let us declare the name of the Lord. And then, only then shall we overcome and shall we ascend the mountains. But also the more we declare it, the more other people learn. And also we'll start to declare the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes, I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be back. Hallelujah. From where? I was going to tell you in a minute. But let us clap for the worship team. I thank God for bringing me back home safely. I had gone on a holiday. I'd gone to Tanzania. And I went with my family. And we had a good time. Glory to God. Yes. So I returned on Sunday, and then on Tuesday, I wasn't feeling so well. So on Tuesday, I get a message from Pastor telling me to preach on Sunday and also do the prayer meeting. But I thank God that that Thursday morning, because I hadn't been feeling well, and it really took a toll on me, I just kept on telling God, what am I going to preach? So I had different ideas came to my mind of what to preach. Then that morning I have a dream. Glory to God. The Lord loves LAT. Hallelujah. Now the sermon can start. The Lord loves LAT. The Lord loves you guys. Hallelujah. So I have a dream, and in the dream I am looking for a particular scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5:7. I was so spot on, you guys, in the dream. And I was standing here in front of you, and I was telling you, today we are going to talk about praying until something happens. And the dream ended. Ha! Then I got up. I'm like, no. Banabantu mamanyo kusaba. LAT is a church that is... we are on the foundations of prayer, God. They're like, are you now was in that mode of praying until something happens, you know? And then Olive Namtebi, she's downstairs with the children right now. I would have loved her to come and share, but you know, she has to do the ministry. She sends a dream on the church group, the children's church group. And this is the dream she sent. And this dream confirmed my dream. Now, usually, some people prefer to share their dreams at the end. But for me, I like to share them at the start so that people can pay attention. Right from the start, I know the Lord's sheep. Glory to God. I know as the Lord's sheep. So, Olive, on Thursday morning at 7:15, she posts this message. I was teaching the children at church in a larger room than the one that we have right now. It happened that the adults from the adult church came down to see what we were learning. I recall seeing Teacher Geraldine, that is Pastor's wife, Mr. and Mrs. Isoke, and pastor and other church members. And they found us when we had stood up to do stretch breaks. So when you're with the children, they get tired, they lose concentration, so you introduce a break. So usually you do some stretch breaks. So they found when we had stood up to do stretch breaks. I requested any volunteer to lead, but none came forward. So I asked them to watch me and do exactly the same thing. I put up both hands straight and all followed. Then I put them sideways, like as if I'm making a cross. And the third time, straight up. But when the third time I was putting them straight up, other people went down and touched their knees. And she said she repeated the exercise 3 times, but many adults were not complying. I concluded by saying, let us be careful to follow instructions and not assume that we know what is coming next. And after that, all the adults went up and I stayed with the children. But it seems like in the Sunday school, there were more adults than children. Glory to God. And the dream ended. So I had the opportunity of calling Olive to just narrate to me and I hear if there is anything she could have missed here. Why? Because of the dream I had had and that message and my attitude after that dream, after having that dream about preaching on, praying until something happens. Yeah? So I felt like God has called me and God has called all of you. Glory to God. So from her dream, my simple takeaway was, first, the things she says, let us learn to follow instructions, not taking it for granted that we know to be manyi, twabi wulidada. And then, also, by the actions that she makes, she first put her hands up, then across, then I think people thought they knew what was coming next. And they went, the natural thing or the normal thing is to go down to your knees. But instead, she went back up with the hand gestures. So that to me really spoke about the sentiment or what I felt when I had that dream. Because I was telling God, what am I going to tell LAT about praying that they possibly do not know? What am I going to tell them? Hallelujah. Do I have your attention now? Or does God have your attention? So now that sets me off on a good note. That whatever I'm going to say, you all know. But according to the dream, God wants us to pay attention to these things. And also, I've realized that the things that you think you know, sometimes you do not know. And there could be an instruction, and guess what? You miss it. You'll be the one that goes down. The thing that came to me because I'm reading the Bible, of course, usually cover to cover, the same, was when God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. Now, Abraham could have as well gone ahead and sacrificed and killed him. But because that was the natural flow of things, you've put the child there or you put the sacrifice, the next time it's to what? But then he had a voice and the instruction changed. You see? And so the boy was saved. Glory to God. Sometimes I wonder what would have happened if he had already struck the child and then the instruction came that it's too late, you know? Don't kill him, there is a ram. But you've already killed the child. Sometimes I wonder what would have happened. But in our salvation work, that is how things are. Sometimes when people are talking about some things or you hear things, you're like, hey, you to be manyi. And I think that caught my attention from Olive's dream was the fact that you were in the children's church, meaning pediatric. This is a pediatric sermon, but it's as good as your children listening to it and also you listening to it. Glory to God. Because God is naba janemu adult church, naba leta ke wafe. Isn't the Lord good? God is showing. And I think when some of those dreams come, God is addressing some attitudes that we have in some areas, yeah? You know, There is nothing like, of course, a perfect person. There are some things, everyone in their own way. You think you've got this right. Hey, church, that one I know. I know. Bible reading. What is new? What new thing can you tell me about reading the Bible? What new thing can you tell me? What new thing can you tell me about prayer and fasting? Go and see. But what new thing? There's really, what new thing can you tell me about giving, about obedience? But God, the fact that God actually brought you down, he wanted us to do a pediatric sermon. Glory to God. A Sunday school sermon up here. Glory to God. So in a sense, I'm going to be teaching Sunday school, but up here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Yeah? So, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 17. Let us open our Bibles. And I know maybe even the power is not there for a reason. I said 7. Is it 7? It's 17. Yes. Sorry, it was 17. Yes. In the dream, I said, you guys don't pay attention. It's only pastor. In the dream, I said 7, but it was actually 17. Okay? So, 1 Thessalonians, let us open our Bibles, chapter 5, verse 16 to 17. NKJV says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Yeah? This directly relates to push, P-U-S-H. That is, pray until something happens. Pray until something happens. That is praying always. Glory to God. And for some people who have been able to attend the prayer meeting, there is a time I broke it down for you. And I was like, the only way you can pray always is because you're in Christ Jesus. A heathen, someone who doesn't know the Lord, cannot pray always. There is a time I was in town and I was seated next to a lady, an old lady, and she had a rosary. Yeah? And you know rosaries. So she was muttering a prayer under her breath, and she kept on counting the what? You know how Catholics pray? So I was so amazed that she was keeping in the consciousness of whatever she was doing, yeah? By, you know, that constant prayer. Then I'm like, but how many born-again Christians do that? For you, you'll be quarreling on social media, you'll be what, Kabozi, Mupira, who won, who is taking the trophy, and recently, who took the awards, the shoe that we are wearing, those things, my son was calling me in those things. Look at what's that guy called? It was, there's no Messi, but the other guy. What's the name of that guy? Ronaldo. Yeah? Look at the man, look at his suit, man, what? But thankfully, he was only showing me men because also their wives were there and they were equally well-dressed. But my son was showing me the guys, yeah, the footballers, yeah? But nga screen buliomalabe chiriko, glory to God. So, God wants us to pray until something happens. God wants us to pray unceasingly. There are things that God, that you will achieve, or the things, the breakthroughs that you come across, not because you are perfect, but because you kept the momentum in prayer for those things. Hallelujah. We know of the story of Daniel, how he prayed for 21 days. Prayed for 21 days. Enabi. Tamaina mukama cha agamba in 21 days. But the Nabi kept on praying and praying and praying until he got a visitation from the Lord. Glory to God. There are some things that you will pray about and not even feel like there is anything changing. But God wants you to pray unceasingly. God wants you to continue praying. Hallelujah. There is a recent promise. No, not a recent promise. There is a promise I got a long time ago. And now, by the way, praying, unceasingly could actually mean not just asking God for that very thing that you want, but to go on and thank Him, to just talk, continue keeping the fellowship with the Lord, So God has promised you, say, you know what, God, I want that jet, I want that car. And God has told you that, yeah, I'm going to give it to you. So what is the next step in prayer? Giving thanks. So there is a promise I have from God where God clearly told me, I felt for me I was praying. I was all prayed out, if you know what that means. I prayed, and I was okay. But God comes and tells me now concerning that matter, give thanks. And I knew that, I hope you know that giving thanks is part of prayer. And you cannot give thanks when you're not in a place of worship and gratitude. So I knew that God wanted me to give thanks in my prayer time for that. Glory to God. So every time, by the way, I found myself, because now I'm so conscious of it, I found myself that every time I am somewhere and maybe I see something that looks like what God promised. Imagine that God promised you a car, and a Range Rover. Hallelujah. So do you know that every time you say Range Rover, you say Mkamawe Bali? Yeah? You see it, you're like, God, thank you. Why? Because you keep remembering the promise He has given you. Whatever it is, you see someone who has gotten a Range Rover, you say, God, I thank you, because you know that yours is actually on the way. Glory to God. So for me, and when I put this in context, I am praying, I am pushing until that thing actually happens. But now I don't push in asking. Now I push with thanksgiving. Glory to God. I push with thanksgiving. I push with worship. Hallelujah. And all those opportunities are there. So God wants you, whatever promise He has given you, unless it comes and He tells you that, you be easy on it. First put it on the side. If you don't have anything like that, clearly like that, please do not operate by the spirit of suspicion. Just thank God. Just keep praying. Just keep asking. Keep asking Him until He answers. Hallelujah. Now, some people who are in this, like maybe hyper grace, I don't know. There are some people who think that, mukama yakuze muda. But do you know that you can actually do your 21-day fast, and God shows up on the 22nd guy, you have broken the fast. Or He even shows up on the 44th day. I've gone through those things. Like, you cannot time God. God doesn't work on Swiss time, fossil time, Apple time. God works on His own what? Time. All right? So, and many of the things that we pray for, when you're praying to see something happening, you do not ever give it. Let me tell you a secret. Don't give it time. Don't give it time, because if you give it time, you're going to grow weary. When we say mukamanze guno mwaka guno, the things that we usually hear on the pulpit, if those things are not inspired by the Spirit of God, and you say guno mwaka mukama agenda baga gawaza mwena mwena mulete sadaka za mwena era nangi yomoyo by mid what muja kuba mutuse we mutali. Let me tell you, if those things are not inspired of God, that is man putting God on his schedule. It could have come from God. But then now the preacher or this person puts a time frame for the Lord. And when that time comes and it passes, and if God hasn't answered, you're like, ndoza bivuddeko. Techakoze. But yet, I would like to remind us that when you're praying to see something happening, ask the intercessors for Uganda. You will never go to an intercessors for Uganda ministry and you find them giving God time. Even when they have like prophecies that are time bound. By 2025, we shall have a brand new Kampala. What? Intercessors for Uganda are there to pray and pray and pray until for them, when it happens, that is the time for God. Hallelujah. So even with your relationship with God, I would love as much, even in my relationship with God, to give Him time to say, God, chino chowandi chikoze within this time. And sometimes God is gracious where He actually does for you that thing within the time that you want. But what about when he makes you delay? When he delays it? He delays it because of many, we've talked about those reasons before. Supposing he delays it, do you quit? No, you don't quit. So in this year, you're going to have that at the back of your mind that I think it's Praise who was saying that she was talking to her friend. I think she was telling us on Thursday, and they decided, bagenda kulemera kumukama. Bagenda mwekwatako like this. Mpaka, she said she was talking to her friend, and she said, mukama ngenda mweli pako. These are my words, Ngenda mweli pako, but she said okwata. But when she was saying those words, for me, I was seeing like, mpaka. Glory to God. So God wants us to be like that in our prayer lives. Where into ochifirako, especially for those things, and there are so many, especially for those things where God has not given you a time frame. Chibereko. Techiri musitani, by the way. To continue going back to God and asking him the same thing. Techiri musitani. Chibereko, pray about it and don't have any condemnation in your heart. Glory to God. And when direction comes, then you will follow that direction. Hallelujah. Amen, LAT. Amen, Abasabi. Amen, people who will be coming for the Thursday prayer meetings. And they are not in the worship team and they are not the pastor. Luke 18, verses 1. Luke 18 and verses 1. You guys, let me tell you about this church I attended when I was away. So I went to this church. You guys, order is so good. I hadn't been in an environment that had that much order. So this church is, they're predominantly like the Anglicans, but then there are many, it's mixed race, And the church, they do their services in English, and then most of them are missionaries in Tanzania, and so many mabazungu, banji, Asians, people from all sorts of countries. So I enter the church, and because I'm used that every Sunday people go to church, so I'm like the sija tula one. I get the kids. I'm like, let us go to church. We entered church. No mzungu yagenda wala. We found Bibles and hymn books. They don't want you with which version? Like every chair had a Bible and a hymn book. For those of you who are behind there and you say the projector is too far, the hymn book is there. Then the person who is leading the service keeps on telling you, now we are going to sing this song, and in the hymn book, it is found on such and such a page. Now, I was used to that because that is what the Anglican Church does. There are those, Dennis, what is that hymn book called? Zaburi. For us, it was Zaburi. Zaburi. Pastor is on ancient and modern. Feyafe. Yali Zaburi. We knew waliwo Bible, then waliwo Zaburi. Zaburi was for the songs, all right? Then the Bible is for these Bibles that we have. But I was so impressed in this church that they didn't want, there is women Bible, what? These things that people hold nowadays. Women Bible, single women Bibles, family Bible, children Bible, every seat had a Bible, the same version, and a Zaburi. Glory to God. Glory to God. And by the way, in their Zaburi, there were songs, Waymaker, what. Nenga, everything is what? In line. Then the service leader, man, may I got ideas for when we are many. The choir were old bazungu, old. Now, let me tell you, skill is skill. The guy strummed the guitar. The lady at the keyboard played so beautifully. You know how Muzungu starts these things when they are young. Yeah? They, you know, they have probably played. They have so many years under their belts of mission work. Eh? So, man, they played. I think Kwesi at one point told me, "Mommy, they're singing a song that we know." I'm like, "Yeah." Eh? But of course, even in that singing, there were no excessiveness. It was hold the book or you look at the projector and sing properly. Then the service leader would come and so now we are going to do this and this and this. And then she also announced the people who are helping for the day. Yeah. So Vanessa Namalwa will be head usher today. Joanne Isoke will be in children's church. So and so will be collecting the offertory. Tewali Tugambanti. You guys, I was so impressed. I was so impressed. You know, I was really impressed by that order. And when they would say that, people stand up, and then after they sit, you stand, and then you sit. You stand. So for every introduction, you stand and people see you. Then you sit. Then even the one who was going to, the people who are going to take the readings, they were children. Yeah? Children, okay, like teenagers. They also said the first reading, as in she went through the program, the first reading is going to be taken by so-and-so. The second reading is going to be taken by so-and-so. And the preaching today will come from this one. And this person will give us the benediction. By the time the service ended, man, I was like, yeah, eh? yeah. Then now the preacher came. The preacher came and said, "Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen." So today I have three sermons. Then he also, just like the service leader had introduced, I'm going to take the first sermon will come from the first reading. The second sermon is coming from the second reading. The third is coming from this and this. And then he said, and then after that, we shall see what happens. So the guy starts to preach. He preaches, and afterwards he goes away. Then they call him for the benediction. Service leader, an old woman wearing kitenge, calls him. So now we are going to have the benediction. Arise. We all stood. Then now my children are there saying, "Mommy, there is a lot of sitting and standing, sitting and standing, sitting and standing." Then I told them, but you know, in LAT, you guys have seen you standing for the entire worship, you know, the worship session, which is more than maybe like 30 minutes. So I think the whole bit of Atejukida, where you're sitting is where you put the hymn book, ne Bible. So you have to keep on carrying the, you carry your handbag, then after you sit like that. So by the time we were done, then at the end they told, first time visitors were introduced at the end. So are there any first time visitors? So people stood up. Then they were given an opportunity to introduce themselves. And then they told them, "So we have a class for new beginners. Please, so see Deacon so-and-so, Deacon Naimidira. Yeah? See Deacon so-and-so. If you are first-time visitors, we have a note from you from the, I don't know what, but they were not calling their leaders pastors. They were calling them some other thing, some other title. Then after we sang. But of course, this is the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. All those things were there. And afterwards, we sang one last hymn, and then they said service has ended. Yeah, you guys, I walked out of there and I was like, "Kibane Pentecostals, when did we lose such kind of order?" Who says that God cannot work through such like orderly things? It was so, yeah, and they kept within the time. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Pastor, I got some ideas, but first. But first they had comfortable chairs. Glory to God. They had chairs where they, with armrests, and Pastor knows why I'm telling him that. Hallelujah. Yes, so Luke 18, verses 1. Then he, Jesus, spoke a parable to them. that men ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came saying to him, Get justice from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I don't fear God and do not regard man, yet this widow troubles me. I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. So God uses, I'm going to stop there. Jesus uses an example of an unjust judge. He doesn't give a rip who you are. He doesn't give a rip about God. But this guy knows that persistence produces something. When you push, it produces something. We live in a generation where people bakowa mango. Tukowa. Someone says out, I'm going to do this. But before we are in February, that's why I think Sam was asking, how far have you whatever has gone? Because man, yeah, people bakowa. There is a time also I was telling someone that, you know, when we were getting married, there are those books we are reading, and the books will say, the first 5 years of marriage, honeymoon. The sixth year. Then now you start to get to know each other. Then the years that follow, you know, it gets better and better. You get some challenges. And I told some, but nzemi tumienda benaku zino. What I see nowadays, people don't even last long for that honeymoon period. In the first 2 years, they are like, no. So I was telling some that they should write books that can cater for. I think things have changed now in marriage, the way things are now. So they should write books where, for people who are not able to make it in the first 5 years, Baba Yambi da wawo, like 2 years. Nabo Baba Yambi, glory to God. Because that is a generation we live in. People don't have, for a lack of a better word, a thick skin, yeah? Omujinya alane. They don't have that. The words have gone, but they don't have that thick skin, that tenacity, that thing of, you know, I'm not going to give up. You try it once, twice, even the business goes. Then someone comes and does the same business you had started out, and they become better than you. But the only difference could be it's because they stuck in there, they committed. Yeah? They stuck in there, they say this thing must work. Glory to God. We see the same story again. It's not the same story, but we see let's go to Matthew. Matthew 26, verse 36 to 56. By the way, you'll not be the only person to push until something happened. You'll not be the first person in the Bible. Our Lord Jesus Christ, at one point, the Lord who taught us how to pray, Naya took a chisela and he pushed. Our Lord Jesus Christ pushed until something happened. Yes? Matthew 26, 36 to 56. You know that this is when he was 26. 36. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. All right? Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with them Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. And he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. And he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, oh, my Father, if it possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but your will. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, What? Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so on and so forth. We find the same story. Please let us get there. Luke 22:39. I like the fact that today we are opening our Bibles. So it's good to hear. Chwa, chwa, chwa. The challenge is that I get where I'm getting, but I'm still hearing chwa, chwa. Where are you? Leviticus. Teddy, where are you? You're in the Old Testament? New. Okay. All right. So coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. Then he came to the place and he said to them, Pray that you may not enter into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared from heaven, strengthening him. Hallelujah! Jesus prayed until the angel showed up. Glory to God. He knew what was going to happen. He knew it. Okay? But he pushed. He was like, kale ngenda na ye. Na ye ngenze ntia. Eh? So he stuck on, nearly on his father. Praise. He was like, one, I'm not leaving this place until I encounter the Lord. The Bible says the first time he went, he came back to check on his chaps, nothing. He pushed the second. But Jesus knew the will of the Father. But he pushed. And the Bible clearly tells us in Luke that an angel came from heaven and strengthened him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So sometimes when we pray for a change in a situation and it doesn't change, the angel will come and strengthen you. Okay? So prayer cannot be in vain. I've said it over and over before here. Prayer does not have an expiry date. Hallelujah. You can't say, when we send our prayers in heaven, first of all, nothing gets old in heaven. These things of an expiry date are here on earth in this fallen world because things go bad. But your prayers never expire. I'm so impressed by people like Anna in the Bible, who prayed, an old woman, given herself to prayer. She prayed until something happened to her. So there are those times when you will pray and get instant results. But I listened to Pastor Simon last week. He said that every time you pray, there's a breakthrough, it comes quickly, God keeps on changing the standard. Now, if you're the kind of person who doesn't know how to keep your stance in prayer, you will fail. You will not see the results to your prayer. Hallelujah. So you have to keep on. These things of saying, katiba tuita, bulika se, latusagende, tusabe, like the things we used to say that time when we were in Watoto, and I was one of them. Oh, yomusabe, agenda tusabisa. Eh? And then now, I think that would happen when we were in Watoto. Bana. They would put pork. Pork. The guys would come and put pork up there. What's north, eh? The old guys would come and they would put pork there, chapati, like also tea, whatever that, for people to come and buy. Now imagine someone has been fasting. They are planning to, maybe they are doing a three days dry fast. Na yenga there is pork there, really. Oh, muyamba, bato muyamba. You know? So we'll be there praying, you'll be there interceding, what? But before you know it, at a certain hour in the night, and usually they were men. Ogendo kulaba. Now there are fewer women. Ogendo. Oh, you go and you just look up like this, and there is a line. Njagala kali kali. The other one that is hot, the hot one. No, the one at the back. Then the guy say, brother, so calling deko. Njagala, yemga mutuluisiza. You came here at 6. You no musabi. Someone left their bed to come and spend some time in the presence of God. But alikumizito jenyama, eh? the other one, it's not yet ready. Me, I've booked, I'm paying. You have booked, I'll come back. So tell me, really, is that person really, really serious in prayer? I don't understand that. Oh, you go for a prayer meeting and phones are buzzing, phones are ringing. You're like, hey, but you came to pray. This is just here in LA, 2 hours, okay, really maximum. 2 hours. But the phone is buzzing off the hook. Yeah? I don't know, but we really have to be serious in prayer. Glory to God. We have to pray until something happens. And locally, let me tell you, pastor's niece, let me tell you the things you're going to pray for years. Hey, for years and years and years. Yeah? I remember when I was younger, I think Inesta, and I've told this story here before, you guys, they made us pray for our husbands. They made us, me, I didn't even understand those things. I was like about 12, but we would go, some pastor there. We are no lukungana rubber singles. I wasn't even speaking in tongues. Pray. Mulokole saba. Mulokole saba. And I don't know. I think when you don't have, I guess, I used to think that when you don't have the gift of maybe praying in tongues, you can pray in Luganda more fluently. Man, I've never had ngowile sala in Luganda. You're like, you even pause, call your tongues and say, let me first listen. You've heard Pastor Sarah does speak Luganda. That guy can make you feel like chilling your tongue, and you just listen to him. The guy prays a prayer. And these are people who have, of course, he has been in ministry for a long time. He's a Muganda. He's old, you know. But the guy prays a prayer, and you can really see it. It's there in scripture. And he said the hard word, the word. Man, I remember watching him pray for, after the Templar issue, remember? Templar drowning and all that. I think he was praying for that guy of Buganda, the Buganda kingdom. Wasaja? Christine Wasaja? Wasaja, that guy. The guy prayed for the prince. Hey? You guys, I stood up in my sitting room. I say, even me, I said, Mukama, help this man. May this be a turning point. Apostle Serwada Yasabe Sala in Luganda. As like if there was any demon there, they must have been packing their things and saying, today our job is done here. We are not coming back. He prayed, Mukama mujekechi, swallow what? He prayed. You know, I really hope that this man takes this moment in his life seriously. Okay? I don't know how I got there, but the point is, let us be persistent. Let us push until something happens. So they told us to pray for our husbands, pray for your family, pray for your children. You guys, do you know what? You're not praying when you're 12 years. You pray throughout your teenage years for your husband. Then you go to campus and you find the same thing. Pray for your husband. Pray for your relationships. Pray. Gracie Joy, let me tell you, you're not the first person. We prayed. We prayed. Glovimom signings. You've signed the purity card. I did all those things. You guys, I prayed. I prayed for years. For years about my marriage. Glory to God. And I hope that we have some results of the prayer that bless people. Pastor, on Thursday, let me tell Pastor, I'm not telling the church. Pastor, on Thursday, Esther came. She said that one of the things she has, because we're praying about commitment to the things that are to God, and then the things that we have to do for God, and to really commitment to His will, to His plans, His purpose, and His presence. Really, basically that, yeah? So Esther came here, said after we prayed, praise the Lord. Amen. For me, you guys, I committed this year. I thank God for the prayer direction. Because really, this year I told God, I have committed to serve and to love Bruce until he calls on the name Jesus. Please clap for her. What commitment have you made? Lydia laughed the loudest. Even me, I looked at Mushala Munang and I said, may the Lord help her. Hallelujah. Then she said, now after committing, but now it became so difficult. It became so difficult that even now my husband said, are you reneging? Are you changing your mind about the commitment you made before the Lord? So she said, Pastor Joan, for me today, I just knelt and I told God I need to be committed to this thing I have said to do. Glory to God. But that was a very tough one. So I told her that ask God along the way, how are you faring? Yeah, then I told Bruce, I'm where you keep performance indicators, that at the end of the year we shall do canoat, we shall take stock canal and say, Esther, So anyway, commitment. Esther, you have to push until something happens. Glory to God. You must push until something happens. You have to pray until something happens. Now, the most important thing is that when God tells you to do such a thing, like the message he sent us through the dream, to pray until something happens and to pray always, there is a reason and there is a purpose. God knows that musaba. God knows that we pray, but God wants commitment. God wants us to pray until something happens. Now, what I sensed, even when I was thinking about it, is many of the, this is just what the impression that came to my heart, that many of the answers to our prayers are, God released them, but there are spiritual hindrances. And those spiritual hindrances will take us continuing in the place of prayer for them to break, and so we receive the answers to our prayer. That is what I felt when I got that message to pray until something happens. Then also another thing that I got, which really encouraged me, was that God is at work. Hallelujah. God is at work, but he needs us, he needs you and I, to keep doing what we are doing. Let us not be the weak link. Hallelujah. Let us not be the weak link. Keep doing what you're doing. If it means redoing fasts, if it means continuing in thanksgiving, worshiping, continuing in that time of your prayer, please do not give up because you're not seeing things happening in the physical. By your prayers, you are becoming more and more victorious, just like Daniel. Hallelujah. We all know that if Daniel had given up on the third day, on the fourth day, nothing could. And you see, when Daniel set out on the 21-day fast, the Bible doesn't say that Daniel decided to pray for 21 days. No, the Bible says that Daniel prayed. He prayed, yasaba na saba. So this religiosity of I'm going to pray for 21 days, and you think that in the 21 days or 3 weeks, is that there is in the spirit, it is named as the time when now you get your breakthrough. I think that is a mishap. It's a misrepresentation of God. All right? But God, I think, works in his mercy, works with our understanding of those things. But you can't, 21-day fast shouldn't really be a, like, ritual. You know, I'm going to pray for 20. You can pray for 23 days. You can pray for 29 days. Okay? Because the Bible says that Daniel sought out to seek the Lord and he pushed. Thankfully for him, the answer came on the 21st day. Then now you see the church saying, Okusaba, Okuanvu, Kuinakweda 21 days or 40 days. No. Glory to God. It doesn't say that whenever we are fasting, you should fast for 3 days, you should fast for 21, you should fast for 40 days, you should fast for 60. Then it's fast for 60. How many days for Christine? 63. Up to. There's someone who came and told me, man, this guy fasted for. Is the one see me that make her? Is that Nasiba? Why you clap for me? Clap for me. Mzee Nasiba. So, attend Nasiba because Sam gave his life to Christ at university, right? So some of the things, Alana, Grace, Joy, Kwezi, Esther, some of the things, Michelle, yeah, Carl, some of the things you're praying for, Christina, some of your husbands may be there younger, they are master blasters. Yeah? They ain't born again. They ain't born again. Somebody's those things are real life. Are real life. Like someone remember saying, I've served my papers to eat life. Yes, they are, and for me, the time I started praying for my husband, who God has spoken to me about, by the way, God didn't show me he's going to look like this and this. I was going, they said, blind. All I knew was my prayer. So some of the things that you're praying for, they haven't even happened. Like the guy, the guy, first of all, could be even with another person right now. Yeah? The guy could be with another person, but for you, you're there praying for him. So you do not know. You don't know the things that you're praying for. You don't know when you're going to meet him. He may not come from the circles. That, yeah? God may get a master blaster. Namunaza, what? Namunaza, namuteleza, namuleta. Glory to God. Nenga, as you're praying, the guy is on, the guy is in a bar. As you're praying, it is. Yasuzeyo. So, yasuze mungato muba, whatever. Katesa was, you know, the guy is like this, going back. And that's the guy you're praying for. Glory to God. That's the guy you're praying about. You may be praying for your husband or men. Maybe praying for Kwezi. Your wife, she's some thug, those ends. She's some thug. Of course, we don't want to think about it that way. But when you meet and she's born again, now she starts telling you her story. She said, "Name, I was once a history. I was once a thug, man. Nze nalikulanga bwenti nga n'obwo obuntu mbwambala." What? Obwo obuntu nze nabwambalanga. Wenna. Glory to God. Yeah, so some of these things take time. You don't know who you're praying for. All right? I have a friend of mine again. We used to pray together. Eventually she gets married. Glovimo. Glory for virginity movement. Yeah, what is called that? What right now? I think it is something same, but they are called purity cards. People sign purity cards to keep themselves pure. They are spirits, whatever, but mostly their body pure. The young ones. So sign in the glory more. As we are there, of course, never brothers. Never church. Never sign in the chi. Glovimo mwenamu signing zebulio mwaina kake. Imagine all of you here, you have Glovimo cards or tunulotia, and you start saying funny things. So anyway, eventually then now of course they will tell us, Kati, pray for your children. Do you know what it means to tell Kwezi to pray for his children? I don't know, yeah? Like tell Esther to pray for her children. Maybe to walula. And for me, I really respect that. Pray for your children. Mubasabire. You're like, children? Where do I start? You're like, how do I even? As in, you cannot even put the picture of a child in your mind because for you, first of all, you're even a child, you know? In those conferences, there was nothing like pray for academics. Organize a singles conference. Tebagenda sabida academics. Tebagenda sabida fees. You're going to pray for your marital destiny and everything that has to do with your marital destiny. So children are part of that. You're not going to pray for a job. It was. Yeah. So my friend gets married. She, thankfully, God blesses her. Now she gets a child. And guess what? The child gets a growth defect, yeah? And God now when the child was born with a growth defect, and now God actually reminded her of the prayers she used to make then. That is when, for me, I knew that there is no expiry date. Kuchi? kusala. You don't know what you're praying for. Your prayers, when you persist in your prayers, they go before you in the future. That is why when we come here, thank God for the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible says, pray always, without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. When you're in Christ Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit who helps you pray. Who helps you pray for 10 years ahead. Glory to God. 10 years ahead. These diseases which have come. Some of us now, maybe we've already organized. Yeah, through our prayers, we've already dealt with some of those things because people are heading there. Pastor, praise the Lord. Yeah. And hypertension in your old age. No, when he's praying here and he's praying in tongues, Pastor may think that he's praying for last Adam Tabernacle, he's praying for what? He's addressing some spirit of what? Of hypertension that may want to cut short his posterity. You don't know. You don't know what you're praying for. That is why it's important for you to persist. The last example I'm going to give is one which I had Mike Biko share. He shared that they used to have prayer meetings. And those prayer meetings, they were boring. Hallelujah. Those prayer meetings were boring. They would do the same thing over and over again. Pretty much like what we do here. I'm not saying that ours are boring, but they had a routine. Yeah? Same, bichi, bichi, and then ah. So one day, Mike Biko goes earlier than usual for the prayer meeting. But as he approaches the room where they used to have these prayer meetings from, he hears music playing. So he goes like, their music sound guys have actually started a lot earlier. Then anyway, he continues and he enters the room. When he entered the room, he found there was nobody. And the music wasn't playing. And then he sat and he asked God, what's going on here? He said that actually, truthfully, he was spooked. He said, what is going on here? And God told him that I removed the curtain for you to see what happens when you guys are praying. That this is my altar. Okay? But yet, so he thought, now after that experience, like, what? There are angels in this place? Oh my God. So he thought that that day's prayer meeting was going to be uber powerful. Some people sauntered in, what, yeah? They sat, they started. He said the prayer meeting was not any different from the usual. So he shared with them and he said, you people, this is what I saw when I came here. So there are some times when you pray and you feel like there is nothing to report home about. Don't be fazed. Don't be fazed. That nasabye gulo, buli jo nchisabira. Even those things, you know those prayers when children are going to sleep? Okay, you come and repair all of you. Come. Then you pray. Then as in the, I don't know if you've had those prayers in your home where they pray, you're like, ne tu saba, but tu saba. Yeah? This one is yawning. The other one is like sleeping. You know those annoying things that children do? The other one comes with a blanket. Eh? Say, me, I'm feeling cold. I'd even already put on my nightie. Sits there. Then now you have to wait for the other one who has suddenly remembered they didn't brush their teeth. And also that one comes. Then now the prayer starts like this. So who is going to pray today? Not me. Not me. Not me. Me, I prayed yesterday. Not me. Me, I prayed yesterday. I'm always the only one praying here. Then, mommy, pray. No, I'm not going to pray. Daddy, pray. But crazy, why don't you pray? We just... like, don't hang on. Pray. Why don't you pray? No. Okay. Okay, fine. I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for so many words of prayer. I have been Nabi Ghana. Nabi go on a prayer altar. I'm like, what are you praying? What are you muttering underneath your breath? Father, I thank you for that. I even thank you that we are here, Lord God Jesus. I thank you. You just here. Thank you that we are here. Thank you, Lord God Jesus. Thank you. I told them, Temubi Sabanga, yebyo. But the one that they'll pray for, Father, we pray for protection for the night. That one comes out. That one comes out all the time. And immediately one finishes, then you hear, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, people are going, Bamaze, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely goodness and mercy, basanga muchitanda. I said, no, there is no surely grace and mercy in the bed. We have to finish our things here, So, you guys, prayer should be taken seriously. We have to pray until something happens. Pray always. All manner of prayer, thanksgiving, supplication, knowing. Do not be fazed by not seeing, not getting a dream, not getting what? You know, this week, as I finish, this week, someone shared with me a dream they had about something I prayed for in the first week of my of our holiday. So that day I went, I'm like, Nzenayomani, I have to get off some time to pray and fast. No. Yeah? So I took off some, one day I'm like, Nyenda Siba. We are with people, but I'm like, Nyenda Siba. So I went to bed and I told God my things. I'm like, Nemukama, yeah? Why don't you this? I told God my things. And then the week ended. Second week ends, I come back home. And God sends that answer through someone else this week. Isn't God good? So if you want to cultivate a prayerful life, there are some things where you know kwenenya. Olokwekebupia. Those things of giving God time. God is the one who should give you his time. Don't give God time. That really makes you tired. Because you tell God, what happens? You can tell God, I would like it in this time. Yeah, you could suggest and say, God, these are my reasons and I would like it in this time. But for you to really remain persistent, mighty men of God will tell you, prayer is key. Being persistent is key. Glory to God. Praying until that thing happens. Worrying for your promises. When we push, we are worrying for our promises. When we keep in that stance of prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. So this sounds like things we know. We know them. But for me, that is the message God wants Eleti to hear now. Please, pray until something happens. Do your part. God is working. Tojano no imba. Even when I don't see it, I know you're working. Gatu sava. You're there. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Woko ze wochimulokole. You, what are you doing? What are you doing? As you're singing that song, sing it with confidence, knowing that you've also put in your time. If it means going to reason with God, you go and you say, God, me, I also did this. I know you're working those things, your things behind the scene. But me, I have done this. You see how I prayed on this day. See how I fasted. See, God, for me, I have done my part. Glory to God. So, chances are that your prayer requests, there is something that could be stopping it in the spirit. And God is telling you, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't be 21 day. Don't make it a ritual, a religion. It can be 3 days, it can be 2 days. But also for Christ's sake, do not fast on cookies. Sam, you fast nengolia cookies, sugar. Well, it's a fasting now. Like someone who said for them they are fasting what? Beans. Minister Dennis came and told us. Meat. Minister Dennis one time comes and tells Sam and I that, you guys, I just felt the Lord telling me to start a fast. And I be resident. We're like, Dennis again, that's sip. I said, I'm going to fast meat. I told him, Dennis, because I know Dennis doesn't like meat. I told him, no way. You're going to fast meat. Yeah. But that day Christine came and said, "Are you guys, I'm starting a fast and I'm fasting meat." Bambi, yeah. Christine yawaguza. Christine yawaguza namalako. Namalako that she even had a dream when she was eating meat. As in it was her body had been beaten to that level that she, because she loves meat so much, I think God was like, let me give you meat in the spirit. Testing a coco. By the time Christine finished that, she said it was one of the hardest fasts. Then I think Sam tried it. But upon the second day, legumes, zamulema. He told me, Joe, and legumes. Kale muteke mko kasupu mu legumes. Kasupu ka meat in the legumes. I told him, Seba, you said you are what? You're fasting. So even beans have their own soup. Because they say, take a kowachi. Like this, like, okay, on the side. I told him, no, Sam, you said you are fasting what? You are fasting meat. Huh? So, I don't know how that fast ended. I think eventually, he's like, I can be see, baby, you're nah. It was easier that way than fasting that thing that he really, 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 really likes. So, I don't know if Minister Dennis went ahead and fasted, but according to Sam and I were like, he just wants to keep away from food, to just keep away. But I hope you've gotten the point. Make a commitment to pray, to kweli pakumukama, until something happens. That thing may not happen in the physical, but that thing may happen in your heart. You know, that thing may happen in your heart. An attitude change could happen. Glory to God, Esther. An attitude change would happen. Maybe you say that you're going to fast, you're going to do, to submit and you, until you see Bruce changing. But maybe at the end of the day, it is you who changes. All right? So pray until whatever thing it is happens. Mujetu sabe. Eleti mujetu sabe. I know you have the time. I know you have the time. You come and let us pray. Let us be in the presence of God. Miriam. Mami Havi, Muje, come and be part. Flora, it's been, come and let's pray. All right? Bob, you can send your daughter to come and join us. Grace Joy is here. Alana, yeah, comes. Kwezi, I bring him. Let her also come and join us to just pray, just be in the presence of God, because God is working. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.